Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Mem Zayin, and we are three lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis. So at the very end of yesterday's daf, we began the Mishnah on daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis, which discusses the theme of the last several weeks of daf Yoimi, the halachas of Nachlois, specifically the laws of a Shchiv Merah. The Mishnah said that although we know that a Shchiv Merah has a very unique place in halacha, number one, divrei shchiv mera kichsuvim v'chimsurim dami. So that a shchiv mera on his deathbed, if he instructs that he wants his possessions to go to Pliny Pliny, although ordinarily you would need a maisa kinyan in order for the nechasim to transfer from Pliny to Pliny, divrei shchiv mera, his words, his tzava, is kichsuvim v'chimsurim dami. Another chiddush, even though ordinarily ein matana lachamisa, ein kinyan lachamisa, ein get lachamisa, when it comes to a shchiv merah, the kinyan can be chal lachamisa. Another chiddush, ordinarily if a person is makna something to somebody, if later he has remorse, he has no way of backing out. Teichidei dibur, but beyond teichidei dibur, he has no way of backing out of his transaction. When it comes to a shchiv merah, to the extent that he has a refuah shleima, he gets better. We say that being that he only gave the gift, adai to the hachi that he thought he was going to die, a special chiddush, that even if he wrote it and it was done with a kinyan, it doesn't matter. The halacha is that he has a right to be chayisah. Said the Mishnah, what if a shchiv merah was lying on his deathbed? And he wrote over all his nechasim to somebody else, but he left over one piece of property. He says, that piece of property, that I'm not giving you. Says the Mishnah, he loses all the special privileges that a shchiv merah gets. And the reason is, because the privileges that a shchiv merah has is based on the fact that we assume that he knows he's dying, and because in his mind he thinks he's for sure going to die, all these halachas kick in. Maha kesher, so that's going to be the topic of today's daf. But being that this person left over a piece of property, if he's dying, he doesn't even need that one apartment. He doesn't even need that one house. He doesn't need anything. So once he's shy of karka kosher, he's showing his real cards. He's showing that he's not 100% confident he's going to die. He's hedging his bet a little bit. As a result of that, he loses his privileges of being a shchiv merah. So if he gives over all his nechasim, he has a din of a shchiv merah. If he leaves over even karka kolshu, he does not have the status of a shchiv merah. Said the Gemara, what's the pshat? Pshat is because the Tana, the Mishnah, holds azlinan basar umdana. Meaning, ordinarily, you would think that the only way a shchiv merah should not be treated as a shchiv merah is if he says mefurish, I don't want to be treated as a shchiv merah. I'm not so confident that I'm going to die. I still believe that afilu cherev chadim unachas al tzavar shaladam al yimnas v'minarachim. But you see from the Mishnah, he doesn't have to say that. His actions can speak volumes, and if he does an act which suggests that that's what's going through his mind, even though he didn't say it mefurish, that alone would be enough. And the Gemara wanted to know who is the Tana and Shas you find that goes basar umdana, and the Gemara brought two Tana. Rav Nachman said it's Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. Rav Shimon ben Manasseh was talking about a very straightforward case. Somebody had a son who went to Medina Sayyam. He heard that he died, and then this man was getting old. So he gives over his nechasim to a friend of his. And then afterwards, the son comes back. So the Chachamim say, it doesn't matter that they came back. The matana is a matana. Rav Shimon ben Manasseh said, ain matana se matana. So what do you see? That even though he never said at the time that he gave this gift, I'm only giving it to you because I think my son is dead, but there's an umdana, he holds you, go pass an umdana. Rav Sheisha said it's not Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, but rather it's Rav Shimon Shizuri. The Tanya learned in a braisa. The halacha is if somebody's on death row, and as he's about to be killed, he says, write a get to my wife, but he didn't say tnu. So ordinarily, if a man says, write the get, he authorized the shliach to write the get, but not to give the get. He would have to say, give the get tnu, in order for the shliach to be able to give it. But somebody on death row, we assume that he doesn't just want the get to be written and then he'll think about whether he wants to give the get. Presumably he wants to give it. Why didn't he say it? Because he's had better days. He's not in such a good place right now. So the halacha is that a yoytze b'koylar, or even a mefarish, v'yoytze b'shyar, we'll see a little bit more about this later. The halacha is, even if they don't say tnu, we assume that he meant to instruct the shliach to not just write the get, but give the get. He can get. Shimon Shizuri took it a step further. He said, "Avam asukif." Even someone that's a chayla, even a shchiv merah, so to speak, who says kisvu and he didn't say tnu, still we assume he meant tnu. And halacha is, you're allowed to give the get. He never said tnu. It's all based on umdana. So whether it's Rav Shimon ben Manasseh or whether it's Rav Shimon Shizuri, there are tanam and chas that hold you go basar umdana. They are the tana of our mishnah. Says the gemara, "Man tana the tana rabban." Who's the tana of the following brayse? I mean, we just established who the tana of the mishnah is. According to Rav Nachman, it's Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. According to Rav Sheisha, it's Rav Shimon Shizuri. injury. But who is the Tana, says the Gemara, of this Braisa? There was a man who was sick, he was lying on his bed, waiting to die. And they told him, Nechsayech Lami, before you die, instruct who should get all your nechasim. And he told him, Doina Sheyesh Li Ben. I always thought that I had a son, but Achshav Shein Li Ben. But now, unfortunately, I was told that I don't have a son. So nichsei l'plani, I want my nechasim to go l'plani. Similar case, there was a man who was sick, he was lying on his deathbed. They told him, nechasim l'mi, who should your nechasim go to? He told him, doimish ishti mu'beres. I know that my wife is pregnant, or she was. And achshav she'ein ishti mu'beres, now that the uber died, and I'm going to die without any children, nichsei l'plani, v'noi dashiyesh le'ben. What happens in any one of those two cases? We found out afterwards that he only thought that his son had died, but in fact his son was really alive. He thought that his wife had lost a child, but really she was still a muberes. Ein matana, say matana, says the Mishnah. The matana is not a matana. Pashup shat, does lina basarumdina. Because it's clear from this uvda that why did he give the nechasim over to somebody else? Because he thought he didn't have a yarish. But had he known he had a yarish, had he known he had a son in the first case, had he known that his wife was pregnant in the second case, he would not have given over this gift. So says the Gemara, man tana, who's the tana of this price? Lamer Rav Shimon ben Menasya v'lo Rabbanan. Would you say it's Rav Shimon ben Menasya? He is the tana, or one of the two tanaim in Shas that we just found, holds that you go baser. The Gemara says, no, I feel the tamer Rabbanan. Could be in this case, even the Rabbanan, who ordinarily are loyos lino baser umdana, here they would go baser umdana, because doy meshani. Here he said it meforish. He said, I thought I had a son, now I was told I don't have a son, so I'm giving my gift to play me. That's not an umdana. Here he's talking, says the Gemara. It's such an obvious dichui. What was the Gemara thinking? What was the havamina to think that this brisa could only work according to Rav Shimon ben Menasya? Isn't it so obvious that it could work according to the Chachamim as well? Says the Gemara, no. Maybe when he said, he didn't mean to say that had I had a son, then I would have given it to my son, and I wouldn't be giving you the matana. So it's as if he said mefurish that I'm only giving it to you because I think I don't have a son. Meaning, it's clear that what's going through his mind is the fact that he doesn't have a son, so he's not going to have yarshim. And mainly, he has to figure out what to do with the gift. But it's not so much that he's being toilo one or the other, more so than he's saying, you know, this is what my life's come to, that I have to give a gift to some random person I don't have a son to be meirish to. But not so much that there's an umdana the muchach over here, that he's only giving the gift because of the fact that he doesn't have a son. Ayin Brashbam, who goes through it very, very clearly, very beautifully, what exactly the Gemara's Kamash Malon is, but either way, says the Gemara, it's true that the Tana of the Braisa could be the Chachamim. Stating that, there is a little bit of a Chiddush. Either way, this concludes the first part of the Sugya of this mission over here, Kuf Mem Vav Amid Beis, which discusses the Halacha of Umdana, which is one of the themes, one of the Halachas that we take away from this mission over here. Now, as it relates to the Sugya of Umdana, Umdana Demuchach, Dvarim Shablevi, we mentioned Taisus yesterday. Taisus says, Tzorich Yun. How do you reconcile the concept of Umdana and Umdana the Muchach with the Sugya of Dvarim Shabalev? Taisus is Mitzayin, a famous Gemara in Shas, Kedushin, Memtes on the Beis. There's a lot of raid, and this is something that hopefully we'll get to within the next couple of days. But for today, we're going to try to keep it a little bit lighter. So before we go weiter, just one Ha'ara. The Gemara brought the Braisa of Rav Shimon Shazuri. It's really a Mishnah. It says the Tanya, it's really a Tanan. It's a Mishnah Masech Tizgitin Daf Samachei Amad Beis. The Mishnah over there says that the halacha is that if a man instructs a shliach to write a get, but he doesn't say tenu, you can write it, but you can't give it. Unless he says tenu, then you give the get. Said the Mishnah, there are exceptions to the rule. And according to Rav Shimon Shazuri, there are four exceptions. What are the exceptions? Hayotze B'Koyla, someone's on death row. He's incarcerated right now. They are going to kill him. He's a yoytze bekoiler. He says kisfu. He didn't say tenu. We assume he meant tenu. Additionally, a mefarish. If you take a look at Rashi, Masechtas Gittin, Samechei Amid Beis, Rashi says one word. What's a mefarish bayam? He's a person who's going away. He's going to travel across the sea. Before he leaves, he says kisfu. He didn't say tenu. The third example was a yoytze b'shiara. Again, if you look at Rashi, Gittin, Samechei Amid Beis, Rashi says one word. Limid baris. He's going to cross a midbar. And finally, the fourth case is a mesukin, which is a chayla. If these four sound familiar, it's because these are the arba that are tzrichim lahaydes. These are the four people that once upon a time had to bring a carbon taida. You have the yoytze b'kaylar, he's someone that's bebesa asurim. You have someone that's crossing a yam, someone that's hoche midbarois, and you have the mesukin that's a chaylish and it's rapid. The mechaber in simin ratio test and hoches brachas says arba tzrichim behoidois yordei hayam kishalva mimeno v'hoche midbarois kishyagil v'yishuv u'misha hayu chaylav in esrapa u'misha hayu chavish bebesa asurim v'yata v'simanech, and a simin to remember these four is v'chayl hachayim yoyducha selah. The Chayim give Hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who are the Chayim? The Ches is Chavush, the Yud is Yisurim, the second Yud is Yam, and the Mem is Midbar. This is the basis of talking. This is a Loshen HaShulchan Aruch, it's a Mechaber and Simen Ratio test, Sivkot and Aleph. V'chil HaChayim Yodu Chasela, the Chayim is a remes to the Arba Tzrichim L'Hoidah. So this is something that we've talked a lot of past over the years, but I'll just tell you two Ha'aras. Ha'ara number one, the Mishnah Berurah brings, Kasfu Achroinim, the Mishan is Chayiv Arbatan. Let's say somebody has to bring four carbon toidas. He was a chaylish and a srapa, and he was yotzim beis asurim, or he crossed the yam, etc. In a mevarech ki and bracha achas akum. You should only make one bracha. I saw in the dish of Mishnah Berurah, they bring on the side that there was machloikis between Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, and this was unfortunately not so uncommon where a yid, let's say from Eretz Yisrael, is coming to the United States for a surgery. He has to have a procedure done that they can't facilitate in Eretz Yisrael. So when he comes to the United States, he's going to have a chiyuv to bench agoyim for two reasons. Number one, he just crossed the world, and number two, he's going to be a chaylish and a srapa, Bezus Hashem, when the surgery works out and everything plays itself out good. So the question is, should he bench Hagoymol right when he gets his first opportunity to, when he lands in America before he has the surgery? Maybe he should wait till after the surgery to make one bracha based on this Lashon HaMishnah Berurah, Kasva Achreinim, the Mishan is Chayiv Arbat and Inim Bevarach Kiyam Bracha Achas HaKulam. So apparently Rabbi Yashav held one way, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman held another way, but I'll just tell you one Ha'ara that I thought. The most recent time that we spoke about the Arbat Tzrichim L'Hoidos was right before Pesach. We mentioned the Marsha in Chedushei Agadis. The Marsha says that the reason we drink Dalut Koisos of Yayin at the Seder is because when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they had all four obligations of Hoidah. Number one, they were Chavosh, Bebeis Asurim. They were slaves, the Pari of Mitzrayim. They had Yisurim, they crossed the Yam, that was Kriyas Yamsuf, and they were in the Midbar. So they had all four obligations, but Melo, we drink four cups of wine because we have four distinct obligations of Haidah. So a little bit of a Ara. Mishnah Berurah says that if somebody has four obligations, he doesn't have to do all four. But either way, I'll just tell you one other very interesting Ha'ara, just something I think kedai to know, and that is that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, right in the beginning, it's in Simen Aleph, Sifkot and Tes. He says if a person knows that he's chayiv to bring a carbon, v'im yoideyash and is chayiv be'ez a carbon, k'goin oyla al pitum mitzvah sasei, oyal hiraleiv, beloy sasei, v'toyda, or if someone wants to bring a carbon toyda, if somebody's in a place where he feels that if there was a beis hamikdash today, he would bring a carbon toyda, because he wants to give shvach v'dot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of something special that happened to him in his life. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, you know what you should do? Yoimer Parshas HaKorban Miyad Shenes Chayev Boy. He says he should take out a siddur and he should read the Parsha of Korban Toido. Ukishe Yoimer Parshas HaKorban is Yoimer B'yoim Shuzman HaKrovosom Fulei Balayla. He says you don't have to be standing like a Kohen because you're not Mamish a Kohen. But either way, B'kriyosei Malu Olav HaKosov Ki'ilu Hikriv Loi. So he says if a person has this feeling, I wish the Beis HaMikdash was standing today, I would bring a carbon toida because of some shvach v'yidah that he wants to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Zok to Shulchan Aruch HaRav. It's not plan A, but it's a pretty solid plan B. You can read the parasha of toida, and it'll be nechshav olav ki'ilu hikriv carbon toida. Either way, zok to Gemara Vayita. Om Rab Zeira, Om Rab. Minay lemat neshchiv mera shimena toira. How do you know that divrei shchiv mera kichsuvim v'kimsurim dami the chidushim of Matnas Chivmera? How do you know that it's a din da'iraisa shenemar? So Rab Zeira said, in the name of Rav, I know from a pasuk, it says, Vavartem es nachalosoi lebitoi. Yesh lecha havara hacheres shehi kezu, ve'ezoi zu Matnas Chivmera. So the Rashbam brings three pshatim in what Pshat Tov in the Gemara is. The pshat that he ultimately likes is the word Vavartem is extra. It didn't have to say Vavartem es nachalosoi lebitoi. It could have just said, Vel b'nei Yisrael tadabar lemen ishki yomus uven einloi. The word v'havartem is miyutar. So we learn from there that there's another havara that's similar to this. What does that mean? just like Yerusha goes over without a kinyan, there's another Havara that goes below kinyan, and that's Matnas Chidmer. Nachman Amar Rabbi Barav Umeyach, Nachman had a different makar. Unesatim es Nachal Asir La'ochet. The next pasuk in the parish of Nachal is not Yerusha's Habas, Vavartim es Nachal Asir La'bitoy, but Yerusha's Ha'achim. Vim Inloy Bas, Unesatim es Nachal Asir La'ochet. Yesh Lachan Asin Acher Shikizu, Vezizu Matnas Chidmer. There too, the word Unesatim is extra. So Rav Zeir said the word Vavartim is extra by Yerusha's Habas. Rav Nachman said the word unesatim is extra by Yerusha's ha'achim. Rav Nachman, Tam Domek Reb. Why did Rav Nachman not learn out from Vavartam? Who he needs it for Rebbe. This is maybe the fifth time already that we've had this. Tanya, Rebbe Yomer, Bekula never ben esib kan never avara. By all the Yerusha's that the Torah talks about, the Torah uses the word nesina, give it. But by Yerusha's abbas it says avara because in the chosham aver Nachman shevi l'shevi elo bas ha'ilu beno ba'ilu yoshen oisa. Because in Yerusha's abbas is a very big chiddush. The chiddush is that when a daughter yashins her father, it's yitochin that estate that she yarshin is going to transfer over one day to another shevet. How so? If she married somebody from another shevet, or if she married someone from another shevet and has a son that's going to yarshin, either her husband or her son. And Rebbe learned from here, Yerushas Habala Ishtai. How do you know that a husband yarshins his wife from Vahavartem? How do you know that a son yarshins his mother from Vahavartem? So we learn out a lot of important halachas from the word Vahavartem. So you can't tell me Rav Nachman says that the word Vahavartem is extra. And it's coming to teach me Matnash Chidmira, Divrei Chidmira. Vavartem is garnished extra. There's two very crucial halachas and ilchas nachlois that I know from the word Vavartem. Because Vavartem suggests that sometimes Yerusha will cause havaras nachla, will cause possessions to go from one shevet to another shevet. How's that possible? When a husband yarshins his wife, or when a son yarshins his mother. Al koponim, it's something that I know from Vavartem. Rav Zeir, my time, Adama v'nesatem. Rav Zeir, who did learn it from Vavartem, why didn't he learn it from unesatem? Says the Gemara, Urche de Krahu, because he held that the Torah had to write the word in the Satem, it's not extra. Rav Menashe bar Yirmiya Amamehach. Menashe bar Yirmiya learned it out from somewhere else. Not from Vavartem, not from Unesatem, in fact, not from a pasuk in the Torah. He learned it from a pasuk in Sefer Melachim. Vayom Mehem Chol Chizkiyo Lomos. Chizkiyo was very sick. He was dying. Vayom Ve'ilav Yishai Ben Amoiz. Zakadosh Baruch Hu sent the Novi Yishaya, Hanovi, to give Toychacha to Chizkiyo, and he told him, "Koyem Hashem, tzav lebeischa, quickly go and instruct, write a tzava, tell your family what you want them to do before you die, ki meis ata v'loy tichya, because you are going to die and you're not going to live. Meis ata v'ilamazeh, loy tichya v'ilamabah." We of course know the rest of the story. One of the most famous Gemaras in Shas, Brachas Daf Yudam and Aleph, where the Gemara says that Chizkiyo didn't want to have children because he saw Baruch HaKodesh that Menashe was going to come from him, and Yeshaya gave him Teichacha Bahadi Kavshid Rachman Olamalach, and then Chizkiyo said, "Is it too late?" He said, "Of course it's too late. It was already Gzar Din." He said, "I have an idea. Maybe I'll marry your daughter so that the schus of my mishpacha, Chizkiyo, came from David HaMelech, and the schus of your mishpacha, Yeshaya HaNavi, tzizamin, maybe we'll be able to overcome this gzeir, we'll be able to overcome the fact that Menashe is supposed to come." Yeshaya said, "It's too late." He says, "That's maybe what your Messiah is. I'm going to tell you my Messiah. Kach miku blan mi beis abiyavu. Shafilu cherev chad menachas al tzavari shalodem al yim nasmei min arachamim." We say over the Turi Evin, mi beis abiyavu, because Chizkiyo was a melech, the rabbin was totally in him, even though a yachiz gzeir din is totally Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But melech don anoysim b'chol yoyim, because he has the schus of a rabbin and his family, they were all melachim. The male, they had the schus of a rabbin. But the bottom line is, what do we want here? This is all a mulligerate. But he tells him, tzav lebeischa, b'tzava ba'alma. He didn't tell him, sit down and write it. He didn't say, call your lawyer, estate planning. No, no, no. He said, just instruct. What do you mean, just instruct? By instructing, you get this and you get that? I thought you need to do a ma'isa kinyan. The teretz is, divrei shchivmera, kichsuvim, v'chimisurim dami. Rami Yechazkel learned it out from another pasuk in Navi. He learned it from Achitofel. V'Achitofel ra, ki lo yinasasa atzasai, v'yachshev es hachamor. Achitofel saw that his plan, his coup, he tried overthrowing David HaMelech together with Avshalom. Mizmar leDavid bevarchem ibn Avshalom benoy. Kadosh Baruch Hu had told David HaMelech that there was going to be a person within your midst that one day would rebel against you. He would try to take away your kingdom. It was his son Avshalom, and it was done with the assistance of one of his closest advisors, Achitofel. Chazal talk in many different places about the great chachma of Achitofel. He was the wisest man in the land. He was also a tremendous Talmud Chacham, but he had a very undramatic ending. Achitofel ends up joining the rebellion of Avshalom. He's his chief in command. But the bottom line is, when he sees that Avshalom's rebellion was quashed, he quickly gets on his donkey. He goes back to his house, Eliroi, to the city where he lived. He instructs his family. He gives them final instructions. Why? Because he was about to take his own life. And Achitofel commits suicide. But the bottom line is, Bitzavo Ba'alma, this all happened Bitzavo. He didn't write a shtar. There was no real legitimate estate planning. He just said, you take this, you take that. That was the Vayitzav as base. So you see from here, from Achitofel, or perhaps from Chizkiyo, that it's shayach for a person to give over his nechasim if he's a shchivmera, afilu bidvarim ba'alma, even without a king. It says the Gemara. Tanu Rabban, shleish dvarim tziv achitofel zmona. Achitofel, before he died, instructed his family three things. He told them, atiyu b'mach, don't get involved in machlekes. And he was coming from first-hand experience. He had just gotten involved in machlekes with Avshalom, and he lost everything. He goes down as one of the people that are in Lehem Chelik Ba'ilam Abba. He's mentioned in the infamous Mishnah in the beginning of Perik Chelik. He's one of the people that have no Chelik in Ba'ilam Abba. He learned this from experience as well. The Yontav Shalat Seres. And the third one, where does this come in? So you're going to have to wait till the end of the week with some Chumash Torah. We'll get into this. But the Yontav Shalat Seres, bror, if it is a clear day, so if the weather is nice on Shavuos, zero chitin. Achitofel tells his family, you should plan, invest in wheat. So you want to know how you should invest. He gave them a little good nugget of information. Paying attention? So he said that if the weather is nice in Shavuos, Ali wants to know from me, is the weather nice in Eretz Yisrael Shavuos or Lakewood on Shavuos? Yeah, I don't know. So if the weather is nice on Shavuos, it's a clear day, zero chitin, you should plant chitin, because it means that the crop is going to be a good crop. Mazutrama bolim, he said just the opposite. He said if it's a cloudy day, if it's bolo, then you should go. Amri nahardoi, mishmeid rav yakiv, loy boru boru mamish, v'loy bolo bolo mamish. The truth is, it's not really boru, it's not really bolo, el afilu bolo. Even if it's bolo, v'ruach tzfoynes men ashaftoi, and there's a northern wind, zel boru, that's enough for to be bar. So it doesn't have to be mamish bar. If it's bolo, but there's a ruach tzafoynes, that would be enough for it to be considered bolo. So before we go weiter, just to pause for 1 second. So we have over here four mekayrus that the Gemara brought to the idea of matna shchivmera. Divrei shchivmera kichsuvim v'chimsurim dami. The Gemara said, minayi lematna shchivmera shimena teira. Incidentally, Tosfos speaks out. Tab Tosfos on the oven, lav mena teira dafke kamar. We don't mean that it's really a din day raisa. It's a asmachta ba'alma. Why? Because two of the Makairis, first of all, that the Gemara brings are from Divrei Nevi'im. We're learning from Chizkiyo. We're learning from Achitofel. These are not psukei atayra. The first two, va'avartem u'nasatem, so these are drushes. But the last two are not psukei atayra. These are Chizkiyo. It's Divrei Nevi'im. But the bottom line is, the Gemara said, how do you know the matna shchivra has min atayra? And the Gemara's fourth Makar, Rami Ba'yicheskel, learned it from Achitofel. And then the Gemara digressed. The Pasuk says that Achitofel, before he dies, va'yitzav el beisoy, he gives instructions to his family. What were the instructions? Shloish shadvarim tziv achitayvel hazbano. A braisa. Al tiyu b'machlekes, v'al timrdu b'malchus beis David, v'yantav shalatzeres barur ziruchitas. I just wanted to digress for a moment and talk a little bit about tzavois that you find that Gedoyli Yisrael gave to their family before they died. And I want to begin with the Sefer Atar Lamelech from Rav Pam in Parshas Vayechi, on the pasuk that says that hine avicha choyva. They come and they tell Yosef that your father Yaakov is sick, he's dying, he's a shchiv merah, quickly take your sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, run to him, because you want to talk to him before he dies. The Gemara says, Mesachtes Bavim Metziyah, Daf Peizayin, the Gemara, Perek Asari Chasapayalim, that ad Yaakov lehavu chulsho. Before Yaakov Avinu, there was never a person that was sick. Also Yaakov, uboi rachmi vahavu chulsho. Yaakov Avinu davin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that people should get sick, tefillah was answered, and as a result, have a cholsha. That's why there's an idea of cholsha. Tosfos in Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, asks a kasha that the Gemara says, "Avram zokim baba yomim, v'Hashem berachas Avram b'kol." And one pshat the Gemara gives him b'kol is that there was an even that was totally al tzavari. Any person that would look at it would have a refuah. Before Avram died, he hit it begal galachama. But Avram Avinu had an ability to be roifei chol. Fake Tosfos that if the Gemara says in Perek Apoyalim that ad Yaakov lehavu chulsha, that there was no person that ever got sick before Yaakov Avinu, what does it mean that Avram Avinu had an even toiva that people would look at and they would have a refuah? If nobody got sick, then l'chayra, you don't need a refuah. You need to be right for chaylev. You don't have to be right for people that are healthy. So Tosis brings a teretz b'shem Rabbeinu Tam in the Ri. You show me how many places in Shas you can find this. For Rabbeinu Tam, the Ri. both mefarshim said that Ad Yaakov lo yhabed de ichlish haynu chayos al misa, that before Yaakov Avinu there was no such thing as a person getting sick and dying because of the machla that he had. But mikan ve'elach habed de ichlish chayos al misa lo yhabed itchalish. So zok taisus avad de wachaylam. You see the wachaylam. From Avram Avinu there were chaylam. But those chaylam wouldn't die machmas chaylam. How did people die? They would die instantly. A person would just one day drop dead. That's how people would die. But there was no concept of a person dying machmas a machla. Atshabo Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu, hine avicha chayla. He is the first chayla, that's a shchiv merah. He's lying on his deathbed and he's about to die. Says Rav Pam. Yaakov Avinu, the Gemara says, David. Also Yaakov, uboy rachmi v'havi chosho. Why did he want it so badly? Why did he think it was so much, so important? So I'll read it to you inside. V'loma bikesh Yaakov alzeh, sheyech la'odam koydem sheyomos. The answer is, the man yiloi p'nai l'tzavi says bonov v'espesei achrov. Because he wanted to have an opportunity to gezegin zich with his family. Heim bin yonei m'moynoi, v'heim bin yonei musir v'hadrocha, v'gam l'vorcham l'fnei moysoi. Ha'mitzava machmas miso, b'toikev tzava shchiv meradvorov nishmon b'yoysoi. People listen, this is the last thing he heard his father say. It's something that resonates by him. V'afgam zois, he says on a hechra level, haneshama be'is, hafrodim in aguf, yechayla lahatzo, me'oira, ula hashpia al nafshe sabonim olel, ubrocha. He says that's pshat in the baskel that said, whoever was present, b'yoyme da ashkevei rebi, mezumenu shil chayu el mabo, because they were zoicha to some of this oir that came from p'tirose shil rebi. Mamish dvarim niflom adamay. But either way, that the tzava was something that was an opportunity, especially by Gedolei Yisrael, they used this as a time to shtel hadrocha, to tell their family what it was they wanted to do. So a few things. Number one, it's interesting, there were many Gedolei Yisrael that they wrote in their tzava that after they died, they didn't want any hespedim. That even though they were Gedolei Yisrael, and mevatn talmud Torah leitzos ames, but they were makbid b'hakpada gemura not to have a hesped. One of them is the Pnei Yeshua. Tom brings it here, that the Pnei Yeshua wrote in his tzava not to be maspidim, and the Rebbe Yehuda, who was the Gadol Hador at the time, paskin, that the Pnei Yeshua wasn't a Baal HaBasan of Zichalein. He belonged to Klal Yisrael, and he didn't have a right to be Mevatel Kvoidin Shal Yisrael that would come about through the Hespedim on the Pnei Yeshua. Reb Itzla Mipetaberg, a Talmud Muvik of Reb Yisrael Salanta, he also wrote in his Tzava not to be Maspidim. And his Talmud, Reb Chaim Berlin, said that we're going to be Maspidim. And he based it on a diuk in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that after Sari Menu died, Vayovay Avram Lispoit Lissarav Elif Kaisa. So he said, Vaisa is this two dinim. Lispoit, that's Hesped, Velif Kaisa in Tzavainin. And Vainin has a art independent of Hesped. See, he said it's true, we have to listen, Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ameis, and perhaps we have to listen to the Rebbe Reb Itzala. But he only said not to be Maspid. He didn't say Nish Tzaveinin. So they, Klal Yisrael got together and they cried over the Ptira of Reb Itzala Petterberger. But it's interesting, the Netziv, before he died, he told his son Reb Chaim Berlin, he said that when he dies, he wants him to be Maspid. And he says, even though he knows a lot, whole faket, nishtza maspidzayin, he says, but at the end of the day, are we smarter than Chazal? And you find that even the gedoyle amiron, even they had a hekpeda, they wanted a hespid. And the Gemara that he quoted was a Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Gimel Amin Aleph, a classic. The Gemara said, Omale Rav l'Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas. Rav told Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, Achim the hespeda, the hasim ko'imno. He said, I want you to give me a hespit, but not just a hespit. Listen to Rashi's lashon. Achim behespeda. Beshas mi sasi, when I die, his amitz behespit shali, I want you to give a festa hespit. Achim mi lashon cham. I want people to cry. I want people to get into it. So the Netziv said that if Rav felt that there was a Tayelis that was going to come to his neshama through a hespid, I'm not going to outsmart Rav. Now there was a caveat. He said that don't turn this into a whole day of fear, because if all people are going to do is they're going to come to the Levaya and leave from the Levaya, this is going to be Bittul Torah. Every day in Veloshim Yeshiva they sit and learn. And now all of a sudden, this going to be Achim Behespeda, it's going to be Avar Mehespeda, that I certainly don't want. But do it Kuroi, make sure there isn't too much Bittul Torah, but the bottom line is, he absolutely wanted a Hesped. So I'll tell you a Dover Nifla. Rav said Achim Behespeda, Daso Keimno. So it's Yudur, Rav Yanko Galinsky in his famous Hesped on the Stipler. So he got up and he said, I was given this incredible task of being Masper the God of Adar, the Stipler. How am I supposed to be Masper the Stipler? Whatever I say isn't going to be enough. But he said, I'm going to tell you the Teretz. Rav told Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, Achim Behespeda, the Hasan Ko'imna. What's the Hasam Kohen have to do with anything? Because I'm there? Because the coffin is lying there? That's the word. He says, because the emes is, Rav understood, how can you be masper to Gadol Hadar? Whatever you're going to say is not going to be enough. Aber mikta shvachai b'fanav. When a person is standing in front of you, you're not allowed to say all the shvach. Fakert, you're only allowed to say mikta shvachai. So Rav said, hab nishmoira. The Hasam Kohen, you're going to be afraid that how could I be masper you? Ich bin dartin, you could be yoitzu with mikta shvachai. So Bianco Galinsky said, the reason I'm going up right now is because the stipler is here right now, he's befanav. Can yoytzezam a mixa shvachay? So even though I know I'm not going to do justice, but lemaisa mixa shvachay befanav. But I saw something beautiful this morning. I saw in the sefer in Elio. He says a davar nifla. He says that we know that a person while he's alive, he's a hoylich. He goes up, he goes down, he's oylich, he's yirei. But we're constantly moving. We don't stand in one place. A malach is an oymed. But a person is a hoylich. But that's only as long as he's alive. Once a person dies, it's over. The game is over. You can't score points. It's too late. The buzzer sounded already. But that's only if a person doesn't leave over a hamshach. But if a person's hashpa survives his own life, that even la'achar moisoi, he's constantly being oil of a yoyred. He's constantly going up and down. Hagrav gizok tzeraf shmul bar shelas. Achim be'espeda. I'm going to die now. Geba varme hespid. Why? So that people will cry. They'll be nesoyer. They'll do tshuva. I need it. You know why I need it? The hasam? Because up there, ka'imna. Dortin I'm an oymeid. Here I'm standing. I don't have an ability to do anything on my own anymore. So now I'm coming to you, Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, and I'm asking you to help me. Do something for me. Because over there, the hasam, ka'imna. It's interesting. Another theme that I saw here, some of the tzavois that Rapam brings from Gedolei Yisrael, was that the Gedolim, that they were sensitive. They didn't want you to talk about them after they died, that they were Rabbanim, or that even they were Chassidim or Tzadikim, but the Svarim they wrote, that was something that they were okay with you talking about. And the Sivas was very mocked, but he said, L'yichtavu, this is his Tzava, L'yirav v'l'yigoyim. I don't even know if it was a good thing, the fact that I became a Rav. So he didn't want it written on his Savah. Every time somebody reads my Matseva, it's going to be a Zikaron for this terrible thing that I did, that I became a Rav. I don't know if it's the right thing. By the way, it's going to have to be a long matzefer. Because maybe, at least in my svarim, I did something good. And Roy Laskir Laskos, the Marsham, did the same thing. It's printed in his Akdoma to Sefer Tchelas Mordechai. He said as follows: L'chein avakish shelo yizkiru alai toyer tzadik oy chosid. I don't want you to mention any of those things. What I am okay with you mentioning is the svarim that I wrote. Ula yesh mem dover toiv v'ilu v'maskeres chosir rabim. You see the chosir writing a sefer, but it's interesting that that's something that they were okay with. But I'll tell you two other interesting tzavos. One we mentioned not long ago, but it's kedai to chazer over. The chsam sefer, the halig chsam sefer, rabin shel kol bnei agoyla. He wrote a tzavot to his children. And in the Savah, he emphasized that his family, there should be anovim. Don't take on the midah of gaiva. And he said in a very, very beautiful way. He said, "Du'u ki anachnu bnei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov." We're the sons of Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Talmidei Moshe Rabbeinu. We're the talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu. And we're avodim to David HaMelech. Our father, Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Unzere Rebbe is Moshe Rabbeinu. And who's our Melech? David HaMelech. Avinu Omar. What did our father say? Avram Avinu. Vanoichi Ofa Ve'efer. Midas Anova. Rabbeinu Omar. What did our Rebbe say? Moshe Rabbeinu. V'nachnu Mo. And Malkenu. What did our Melech say? Vanoichi Toilas V'loyesh. And he says, even the Melech HaMashiach, HaMekave, Yiskala B'dimyon, he's going to be Oni V'roich HaMelech HaMor, Oich HaMidas Anova. So he turned to his Mishpoch and came, Gaiva V'goyda Lev Minayim Lono. Where do we come to Gaiva? What's our Messiah? Nicht von der Tata, von euch hier auf der Weg, nicht von der Rebbe, von Achnu Ma, nicht von unserer König, von euch hier der Last, von euch ist. And the Melech HaMashiach is also in euch, von euch hier auf der Weg. He gave the Musser, he says, where do we Bechlau come? Where do we come to Gaiva? Yid Gaiva, there's nothing more not Jewish than being about Gaiva. But one final interesting Tzava, and that's from the Chai Yodam. Listen to what the Chai Yodam wrote in his Tzava. He said that he's makbid, that he shouldn't say any Shvach about him. Ki im ze, and I quote, Shoye masoyu matoni be'emuna, ulefi daitoi, loy oso avlo l'shum odom bedover sheba mama. He emphasized the fact that he was erlich in business, and he never heard anybody bedover sheba mama. Al matzevosoy loy hoya aftoyer rav, ki im shmoy, reb avrom reb yichil mechel. Baal Mechaver Sefer Chaye Yodam V'Chachmas Adam Nifter Dalet Tishrei Tof Kuf Pei Aleph 1821. This is what he had written on his own, nothing else. He wanted that he should emphasize the fact that Hayu Masoy Matane Bemuna V'Loy Oso Avlo L'Shum Adam Adav Shabim. Why is this so interesting? Why am I getting so excited? Why is this so interesting? What's the punchline? The punchline is, because if you know anything about the Chaye Adam, if you know the rest of the story, the Chaye Adam was not Teirasayim Nasay. The Chaye Adam was a Soicher. That's how he spent his life. And I'm just going to read to you one excerpt. We spoke this out years ago. But one excerpt from the Hakdama to the Sefer Chochmas Adam. Chaye Adam, Ayur Chaim, Chochmas Adam, Zan Yeridea. It's the same author. He was a Talmud Muvik in the Neid Behuda. He was a Mechotim with the Vilna Gai. He's quoted on every page in Mishneh Berurah. But either way, this is what he writes. He says, I'm writing Svarim. Mamash being married to Tyre. Chai Adam, Chachmas Adam. This is what he says. Kenan Yikoyro Alayam. Omar, Eni Modi, Sha'av Shebulti Sofik, Shebe'es Nisiyasi Nishkach. He used to travel a lot for business. And he said when he used to travel, he used to forget Tyre. Nishkach mi many harbe. Aval hi hoyo rak begeder, Oshav Eni Modi. Aval acha yishuv das, Baruch Hashem, Huchser li avidasi. He says a lot of the Tyre that he forgot during his business and while he was traveling came back. Then he says, V'yo'idu alayah soicher. I want the soicherim that I did business to be made on me, because they can't. Sha'afilu be'es nisiyasi b'Leipzig. Even when I used to go to Leipzig, apparently there was a famous yurid that took place in Leipzig. Lo monati likachimi gemara u'mikro mishnah. I always carried with me a gemara, a chumash and a mishnayas. I think we could all learn from this. Va'afilu b'shas yurid. Kimat shalomadati b'cho yoy. I learned every single day, daf v'chatzi gemara. A daf and a half. This was before a Meir Shapiro. Chutz mishnayas, besides for mishnayas. V'chayi roshi. He says, I want you to know, she ain't any case of zaisless case of the sport. Why am I telling this to you? It's not for gaiva. Kimo oni umechaye. Then Rabbi Yechim and Zaka Yomar, Lamad Tayra Habri, Al Tachim Tayva Latzbeka. We just learned about Rabbi Yechim and Zaka's Tayra not too long ago. Koshkein, im Yumid Maat de Maat, Ashakolech and Machuyev was a Vichyesh, his spirus, I mean, yech tfilin Bechoyim. What, should I make a big deal of the fact that I put on tfilin? Of course I put on tfilin. Kach, Hachi, Lumid Bechoyim, Kiddichsim, Uvelech to Chavaderech. And the fact that I was at the Eritishkan Grace is off. So what? Of course, I have an obligation to learn Torah. It's no different than putting on tefillin. It's a pasuk in the Torah. The reason I'm writing this is because I've seen businessmen who travel and they don't have the same minig and they make a terrible mistake. And certainly when it comes to the time of the Yerid, they say as a joke, I'm not getting the joke because I'm not sure what mess means. I think it means like while they're traveling. Potem in a mitzvah. Right? Kivin shenasa mess. Mem sof. Potem in a mitzvah. But either way, mess. Potem in a mitzvah is chalila. Loi zeu derech ha-toyra. Kemayim rev tarfin. V'yata ben chayron li potem imeno. V'chiv zehu b'chol eis. V'zman kidechsev b'shiftecho b'veisecho. Uvlechtecho v'aderech. V'ulai. Many yilmundu bonai v'yoytze chalotzai imafilu echad me'elef. Even if one einikul learns from what I just said, yili l'schus k'tzas. I'll have a little bit of a schus. This was the Chaye Adam. Chaye Adam was a soicher. He was a soicher. He talks about how despite the fact he was a, he still made sure he was kveitin b'Torah, hashtag daf and a half. But either way, he was a soicher, but at the same time, when it came to the Savo, he wanted to say that I was careful not just to write the Chaye Adam and the Chochmas Adam, but show you masoyu matoni b'amuna, v'loy oso avlo l'shum Adam, the Dover Shepherd moment. Either way, on that note, so we had here that Achitofel, before he dies, tells his family three things. The pasuk says, "Vayitzav el beisai," and then he kills himself. Vayichonik. So what did he tell them? Al tiu b'machlekes, va'al timredu b'malchus beis David. The yontif shalatzeres barur. If shvuis, it's a clear day, and some say a cloudy day. Nardoi said that if it's a little cloudy, but there's a ruach tzafoynis, there's a northern wind, so it's considered clear. Zero chitin, invest in wheat because it's going to be a very good crop. We have a different clue of knowing whether it's going to be a good year or not such good year. Everybody would look up at the oshan, the smoke that was coming up from the marocha, not the klapi tzofen. If it was leaning towards tzofen, that means the Dorim wind, the southern wind was blowing, and he would be very happy. Balabatim atzevin, and the Balabatim were not so happy. Why? And because it meant, if the southern wind was knacking, it meant there was going to be a lot of rain. Uperis markivin, and the fruit was going to spoil. Too much rain is also not good. Which meant, says the Rashbam, that the Ashirim, who owned the Paris, would have to sell it cheap, because they knew it didn't have such a long shelf life. And as a result, they didn't make so much money. So Nima happy, they could buy cheap. The Ashirim aren't happy because they have to sell cheap. Klapi Dorim, if the Oshana Marocha was facing Dorim, that means the Ruach Tzefoinus was blowing. Aniyam at Seifim. Ubalibatim smich. Mishagish mishanim muatim. Because it means there's not going to be so much rain. Uperis mishdamim. The Paris are going to have a long shelf. Not Klapi Mizrach. If it was going towards Mizrach, Hakol smich, everybody was happy. Because that's good for everybody. It's in the right proportion. Meaning it's not too much, it's not too little. It's not too much that the Balabatim aren't happy. It's not too little that the Aniyim aren't happy. Klapi Meir goes towards Meir. I call that, say everybody's on the set. Because then it's not, it's the wrong proportion. Either way. So you see a different Messiah, that the way to know whether it's going to be a good year is not based on whether it's a cloudy day or a clear day on Shavuos, but rather it's based on what wind is blowing. Pray to Rabbi Mini, I'll ask you a kasha. Our Mishnah, or this memra of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, just said that not a klapi Mizrach, if the wind is going towards Mizrach, everybody was happy. What does that mean? A ruach maravis is good. Klapi mairav akolat seven. What does that mean? A ruach Mizrachis is bad. Rabbi Mizrachis loylam yafeh. Maravis loylam kasha. Just the opposite. Ruach tzafoinis. What about ruach tzafoinis? Yafeh lechitin. It's good for wheat. B'shashiv yushlish. If they already grew a shlish. For kasha lezeisim, it's bad for especially needs once they start blossoming. For ruach droimis, a ruach droimis is kosher l'chidah b'shoshev yishlish. It's bad for wheat once it grew a shlish. V'yovel is b'shoshev yinid, so it's good for zeisim once it started. V'amr Rav Yosef v'temer marzucha v'temer Rav Nachma Yitzchok. A good way to remember whether the northern wind is good for wheat and bad for zeisim, or the southern wind is shulchan mitzafin. The shulchan was in tzafin. U'menayir b'darim. The menayir was in darim. What was on the shulchan? The lechem aponim, which is wheat. What was in the menayir oil, which came from zeisim? Haymar b'didei v'haymar b'didei. So the Ruach Tzefoinis, which is where the Shulchan is, which is made of lechem, which is made of wheat, that's good for Chita. And the Menorah, which was in Darim, which has oil, which comes from Zayis, that's good for the Zaysim. But what we need is the first line of this Braisa. From, is Mizrachis Lo'ilam Yafa and Maravis Lo'ilam Kasha? Or is Mizrachis Lo'ilam Kasha and Maravis Lo'ilam Yafa? The Gemara says, like, Kasha, hold on, hold on. Ooh, it depends. Are you in Eretz Yisrael? Are you in Bavel? Says the Rashbam, three lines from the bottom. The Bnei Bavel, Ashaychnim B'Mitzul, the Bnei Bavel that lived in a very damp area, the Arzenu Meluchlachas, if it ain't a Tzrich Lamat, it doesn't need so much rain, Lididon, Misnaya Braisa Bas Raisa, the second Braisa is Nogeya, Shemarov is Kosh, Marov is not good, the Mam Teres, it's too much rain, the Bnei Bavel, Umizroch is Yahu, Braisa Kamaisa, the first Braisa, the Misnaya Ipcho, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Shartzim Gavoya, the Tzrich Lamat Harbe, needing more rain, so for them the Ruach Marov is actually going to be the better Ruach. Tanya, B'Shol Oimen, on this note, Yantiv Shalat Seres Barer, Simen Yafel Chalash Anukula, if Shavuos, the weather is clear, the weather is going to, the crop is going to be good. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Hayoy Makam Derei Shasa, the first day of the year, Rosh Hashanah, Ichamim Kula Shasa, if it's a hot day, Kula Shasa Chamim, the whole year is going to be hot. Ikar, if it's cold on Rosh Hashanah, Kula Shasa Karira, the whole year is going to be cold. L'mayin Afkemina, why does it matter? L'tfilosoy Shal Koyin Gadol. If you look at Tosfos, She'yispalo, Shemcham Lo'itiyah Cham Yoyisim, Edayim Karira, Lo'itiyah Kriya Yoyisim. So the Koyin Gadol is going to see what the weather is on Rosh Hashanah, so he's going to know on Yom Kippur when he davens in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, should he daven for good weather, should he daven for bad weather, right? Sounds funny. That's what the Kohen Gadol is davening for. If you look at Rashi, Tap Rashi on the Yomid, Tfilasi Shal Kohen Gadol Shal Yom Espalu B'yei Makipurim Shetiyah Shana Zug Shum Shchuna. And if you go through the Tfilah of the Kohen Gadol, the first Tfilah that he would say when he left the Kodesh HaKadoshim was, he would daven for Parnasa. Kal Yisrael needs Parnasa, and he would daven for rain. The Shagisariya in Gvur Sari says a beautiful pshat. He says, why did he daven for rain? What was the first thing that the Kohen Gadol did when he left the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Daven for rain. He says, based on two Gemaras. A Gemara Masechet is Tainas Dav Zayin Amid Beis, and a Gemara Masechet is Yuma Dav Mem Dal Amid Al. The Gemara says in Tainas Zayin Amid Beis, Omer Rab Shimon Ben Pazi, Enak Shaman Et Zaren, El Bechol Masapri Lashon Har. You know why Yidden sometimes struggle for Parnasa? Why there's no Geshem? It's because there's too much Lashon Har. One Gemara. Second Gemara is Yuma Mem Dal Amid Al. The Gemara over there says that when the Kohen Gadol would enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he did one Avodah. What was the avoida? Well, there were hazoyas, pain about them also. But he did a keteris. There was a special keteris that he used to do. Tanu dvei Rabbi Shmuel, amak keteris mechaperes. That keteris, what was the mechaper for? A lashon hara. Yavoi, dova she vechashoi, vichaper al maisa chashoi. Zok de shagisarye. Ein kshamim nitzarin, elu bishvil avoin lashon hara. What was the mechaper al lashon hara, the keteris on Yom Kippur? So it was daika right after the Kohen Gadol left the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Klai Yisrael just got kapara for lashon. Now we can get Parnasa. Now's the appropriate time to daven for rain. So the first tefillah that the Kohen Gadol would say as he leaves the Kodesh HaKadoshim is Shetiyah Shana Zu Geshuma Ushchuna. Why Geshuma? That's the first thing you can think of. Yeah, because now it's possible. Because until now there was a chet of Lashon Hara that was hovering over Klal Yisrael. But now that they got the Kapara through the Keteiras, now it's Shayach for them to get Kapara. Either way, how did we get into Achitoifel and Tzavois? We got into it because we were discussing Nayin the Matnash. We have a lot more raid, by the way. And the Gemara brought, it's only 44 minutes, we still have some time. So the Gemara said, Hadi Ramat the Shimra has been at Tayra. The Gemara brought four Makairis. Va'avartem, Unesatem. You learn it from Chizkiyo HaMelech. Or, alternatively, you learn it from Achi Teufel. Rav Amar Rav Nachman, Rav had a different shad, and he said in the name of the great Rav Nachman, Matna Shchiv Mera, Midir Rabbanon. It's really only Dindir Rabbanon. It's not a Dindir Raisa. According to Tosfos, it was always Midr Rabbanon. Meaning it's not even backed up by a pasuk. It's a pashta din Rabbanon. Shemati Tarev Daitai Olav. The reason is, Rashbam here has two pshatim, what the pashta pshat is, but at the very end he says, we're worried, Shin Dain Dvarav Niknim, if we're not going to accept what he said, Shemati Tarev Daitai Bechol Yomitech Tsar, he may have Tsar, Shuyadeh Shalai Kaimuban of Tzavasa, because he knows that what he wants isn't going to play itself out, and that's going to cause him to die prematurely. So it's a din Rabbanon. Shema Titarev Daitayo. Rav Nachman Hachi, Rav Nachman say that Matnishkim has a din Rabbanon. Rav Nachman said, Avagav Tamashu, even though Shmuel said, Amichu Shtarchev Lechaveroi. Listen to a Chiddush. If somebody sells a Shtarchev to his friend, so Ruven loaned Shimon $1,000. Shimon owns Ruven $1,000. Ruven now sells the Chayv, 90 cents on the dollar. He sells it to Levi, so now Shimon doesn't own Ruven. Shimon owns Oz, thank you. Levi, the Chazaru Machloi, and then Reuven went and was Meichel the Chayiv. He tells Shimon, you know that money that you owe me, I'm Meichel. Now he already sold the loan. So Lechura, you can argue, is not a Balabas anymore. That's not the Halacha. Machel. Vafilu Yerush Machel, even a bigger Chiddush. Even if Reuven dies, Reuven's son, who would have Yarshin Reuven's Chayiv, the accounts receivable, had he not sold it, even he has an ability to do it. That's what Shmuel said. Now, Vada Givist, Shimon can go back to Reuven, and he could ask for his money back. This is one of the sugis of Dina de Garmi, Laman de Don, Dina de Garmi. Reuven has a din of a Garmi, and he would be Chayef. But that's not our sugi now. But said Rav Nachman, that even though Shmuel said this Chiddush, Moide Shmuel, Shmuel's Moide Shinasim, Matna Shchimira, that if Reuven wouldn't have sold the Shtar Chayv, he would have gifted the Shtar Chayv, and then he dies, and his Yairish wants to be Meichel the Chayv, he wouldn't be able to be Meichel the Chayv. Zok to Gemara, I'm Rabbi Shlomo de Reisa, Bishloimov, Matna Shchimera, Zedin de Reisa, Meshumach, Eni Yachalim, but that's why he can't be Meichel. I'm Rabbi Rabbanani, but if you're going to tell me Zedin de Rabbanan, I'm Eni Yachalim, Chol, why the whole Matna Shchimera, Zedin de Rabbanan? So Davke here, by this din de Rabbanan, you can't be Meichel, so it's a steer in Rav Nachman here, Rav Nachman. Said, and here Rav Nachman said that Shmuel's gevaldige chiddush that if you sell a shtar chayv, you can be moichel the chayv after you sold it. Doesn't apply to Matnas Chimera. Hepach Asfara, if it's a dinder rabbanon, it makes more sense that you should be able to be moichel it. Your whole transaction was merinish the dinder rabbanon. So Gemara says, Ena shal taira, but vasuk shal taira. True, it's not a din taira, but they made it like a din taira. In fact, they made it more than a din taira. Why? Same reason, says the Rashbam. Mishum tirif daitai, kedamar lels, everything I just told you. Because with a shchimra, we have to be uber sensitive. We have to be more careful when it comes to a shchimra than we have to be to an ordinary person, because there's a chshash of tirif das. And that supersedes everything else. Either way. So we have a halacha of Matnas Chimera. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, in his Chashukei Chemed, brings an interesting shaila. There was a man that, before he died, he started instructing his family what he wants should happen with all his possessions. You're going to get this, you're going to get that, you get the business, you get this, you can stay in Kail. Right? Everybody starts getting their instructions of exactly what is going to happen then after he dies. The problem is this man was young, he was healthy, he was in a good place, and they look at him, they're like, bad, is everything okay? At Geshmeichelt, that night, Loyaleno, he took his own life. He was Ma'abedatz Miladas. And the Shaila, he eventually brought it to Rabbi Yashiv, was whether this man, who was mitzava koidem misosai, whether his savah had the din of a matnas chivmera, or it didn't have the din of a matnas chivmera. The emes is, Yashiv said, that it's a mefurisha tshuva. It's quoted in the Stechemet. The Stechemet brings this shaila, which was brought to a Yid Rav Baruch Eckfeld in his Sefer Pa'as Sada. I guess that's why it was called Pa'as Sada. His name was Rav Baruch Eckfeld. But either way, the story was Maisa Shaya, Kachaya, Osher Echad, Shekosef Tzava, Va'acha Kein Lokach Es Nafshay. He took his life, and the question was whether the halachas of Divrei Shechiv Merah, Tichsuv v'chem surim dami applied, or whether the halachas of Divrei Shechiv Merah, Tichsuv v'chem surim dami didn't apply. So he said two svaras. Number one, he said, it's poshet. The Gemara came out l'maskana, it's all shemeti tarif daite yalav. We don't want him to think that it's not going to work because it may cause him to die prematurely. That svara makes no sense when you're dealing with an abad asmodas. That's in the context of a man who's dying. We're trying to keep him alive. Chayesha, with deicha shabbos v'chayesha. So if you're going to be tarif daite, he may cause him to die prematurely. Here, this person we're trying to keep alive. We're not trying to kill him. He's taking his own life. So the whole svar of Tirif Das at first glance doesn't apply here. So Hatra Baruch Ekfeld Gazak, that at Muscharishan, based on the Gemara's beer in why Divrei Shechiv Merah is Kichsuvim V'Chimsurim Dami, why Matna Shechiv Merah has special privileges, it would seem to have no Shaykhis over here. But he took it a step further. He said that Divrei Shechiv Merah Kichsuvim V'Chimsurim Dami is predicated on the idea that Mitzvah l'kayim divrei amnes. So he says that we know that every child that has an obligation to honor his father. It's one of the Ten Commandments. But the Gemara says if your father is a Rasha, you don't have an obligation. Madoch, the chiyuv to listen to your father, that's biblically mandated. The chiyuv doesn't apply to this man. Because he's a Rasha. How do I know he's a Rasha? He was ma'abed atzmo l'das. So he's a Rosh. I don't have a chiyuv kibud avim. Is it possible to say that you'd have this chiyuv, this more abstract chiyuv of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames? That was his kal v'chomer. The ma'isa, this techemet, is mefalful a little bit in this tshuva. And he says, number one, you're tying in mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames with divrei shechiv merah k'chsuv v'chimsurim dami. I don't even know if it's such a good sushtel. It's not the same thing. But then he says something very interesting. He says that based on this tshuva, I thought perhaps of a teretz to Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos asks the Kasha, why do you need mitzvah l'kayim divrei shechiv merah k'chsuv v'chem surim dami? Typically, mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. It's Tosfos Kasha, and then the perek mitzis. Isha, it's Tosfos over here, perek mitzis as well. It's Tosfos grace of Kasha in Shas. Rabbeinu Tam was mechiach, gevaldu yichadushim from this Kasha. But that's Tosfos Kasha. It's the foundation to these sugyas. Why do I need divrei shechiv merah k'chsuv v'chem surim dami? Typically, mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. Said, to stay chemed, I have a shtekul mahalach. If you're going to tell me mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames can't be more than kibud of aim. It's only negeya if your father is not a Rasha. But l'moshel l'ma'abid atzmi l'das, it wouldn't be negeya. So I have a posh to teretz. I need divrei shechiv merah k'chsuvim v'chimsurim dami from l'ma'abid atzmi l'das. But says the stechemed that it's not mistaber that the whole takana of matna shechiv merah was all said for l'ma'abid atzmi l'das. It's a milsot l'shchicha. He's a Rasha. Now, I don't understand his dichoy. Because what about a Rasha? That's not a ma'abid atzmi l'das. I think you sort of what the Pasa Sada was saying was not ma'abid atzmi l'das. He was talking about a Rasha. It means if a man had a father who was a Rasha, he was Mechal Shabbos before Hestia, he was Oichel Neveles for Trefus, and on his deathbed he told him Kach V'Kach. So it could be Divrei Shechiv Merah K'chsuv V'chimsurim Dami, you would have. But Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames, with this new patent, maybe that you wouldn't have. Either way, as I Zog Tistechemet, this would be a Mahalach maybe, to answer Taitzvah's Kasha, but Tuf Tam, that why do you need Divrei Shechiv Merah K'chsuv V'chimsurim Dami? You need it because Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames can't be better than the Mitzvah Deiraisa of Kibud Avim, and you don't have Kibud Avim, but Aviv Rasha, so the Chura you wouldn't have mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, but of Rasha either. But said Rabbi Yashiv that I don't agree with the hachra of the Pas Asada and the Stechemet. I don't agree with the way they handle the Shaila because to me it's a mafurish gemara. It's a gemara mesechtes bava basra daf kuf mem zayim in the mouth. We just learned the gemara achi toifel. One of the makoris that the gemara brings is achi toifel, and achi toifel was mitzavah to his children, vayitzavah's bono, vayichonek, and he killed himself. See, it was a ma'abed atzmo l'das, and still the Gemara wanted to learn from there the halacha of matnash chibra. Now, it's true, the maskana, that's not the makar. The maskana, the Gemara learns it out from Shemeti Tarif Daita, abesidah a rosh. The rosh in the sugya says that a yoytze bekoilar, if somebody's a yoytze bekoilar, somebody's on death row, and before he was killed, he gave over a matnash chibra. Zok the Rosh, it has a din of Divrei Shechiv Merah, Kichsuvim, V'chimesurim Dami. Zok the Rosh.
The Rosh says a Yoytze Bekoiler has a din of a divrei shchivmerak kichsurim chimsurim dami. What's his makar? Makar is achi toifel. So you see clearly that even though achi toifel is not the maskana sagamara, the maskana we learned from Shemati Torif Daitoi, but at the very least we have a right to learn from Achi Teufel halachas, and that is that the Gemara had a havamina on kopanim to learn from Achi Teufel. So the bottom, exactly. There's no right. One sec. So Zokt Rabbi Yashiv, but Yoytze Bekoil also has no Shemati. Right, that was the tushta. So on kopanim, you see that you're allowed to learn from Achi Teufel. This chiddush that even though there's no Shemati Tarif Daita, still you're gonna have the halacha Shchimera. The Rosh wasn't talking about a Mabadatz. That wasn't his case. He was talking about a Yoytze Bekoiler as it relates to a Mabadatz Mordas. That's poshut. You'd be able to learn from Achi Teufel that would be the halacha. It's interesting, by the way, the Ramah has a tzad that every Yoytze Bekoiler maybe is even a Mabadatz Mordas. Because who asked you to commit this chet? It's a Mefurish Ramah. The Ramah and Simon. When the Ramah talks about these halachas of being Ma'abedatz Vodas, he says that even though Ma'abedatz Vodas, in Maspidin Olav, there's no Dine Avelis, but someone that was killed, he was a Yoytze Bekoiler, they gave him Dine Nefashis, you are Maspid him, and don't think that he has a Dine of Ma'abedatz Vodas, that's not a Ma'abedatz Vodas. It's a Mefurish Ramah. He reads it out as if to say that there would have been a Havamina, that maybe you should say that. But I'll just tell you something interesting. On the topic of Ma'abedatz Vodas, and on the topic of Achi Teufel, and on the topic of Umdina and Umdina de Buchach, which is the way we started this morning, that's the real sugya here. I'll tell you a beautiful tshuva Chassam Sofer that puts it all together. Chassam Sofer was sent to Shiloh by an Adam Gadol, I don't know who it is, Reb Aryeh Leib, but someone that the Chassam Sofer had tremendous respect for. Listen to how he addresses him in his tshuva. It's in Yeridea, it's Chelik Beis, Tshuva Shin Chavav. The name of the tshuva is in Yonei Ma'abed Atzmiladas. He starts off by telling him that you're very chashuv. Chacham, Baki Betrefes Kirab Yoichanan, Ubedine Kirav Nachman. It's Gavalik. We always say that the Rav Nachman was the guru of Chayshem Mishpat. So here the Chassam Sofer is giving him a toya. What's the godless? He was a Baki Bedine Kirav Nachman. Anyways, he sent him a shayla regarding laws of Ma'abed Atzmiladas, and the Chassam Sofer basically says that the truth is that the Chachamim really didn't talk so much about Ma'abedatz Mordas. We don't have so much on it. So I'm going to use this as an opportunity to give you my kitzur Shulchan Aruch, so to speak, regarding the halachas of Ma'abedatz Mordas. So he says as follows. It's poshut. It's poshut, says the Chassam Sofer, and he bases it primarily on a braisa in the second parak of Masechtas Smachis, that we cannot just assume that a person was Ma'abedatz Mordas. In fact, we twist our minds sometimes. We twist our minds in order to come up with an eitzah to say that a person, right, they say that somebody once asked the Katzker Rebbe, the why Davish to make a kruma cup? So he said, for being down a person lekav schus. When it comes to be down lekav schus, sometimes you have to have a kruma cup. You have to use that kruma cup here too. You have to come up with anything you can possibly come up with to try to determine a way not to deem this person as a ma'abedatz mordas and put him in that very Shveris Simon and Shulchan Aruch, where he must be in all of, where it's very, very, very chamor. So he goes through this halacha on many different levels. He says, level one, loizu afsu. He says, level one, mishanu royin oyma be'ilom. You see a person, he climbs up a tree, but lishum siva, shiyaviu la leisham. It's not what he does for a living. There's no cat that he's trying to save. He's just climbing a tree for whatever reason. Ki ein leisham shum melacha v'leisham tzayrach. Umiyad nafal, and then all of a sudden he and he dies. Asher lechayro hichiach seifei atchilas eliyaseh shel Hashem kacholo kidei lahapalatz. It certainly seems that he went up to jump. Afilu hachi ein moinim imenu shum davar. The efshe she einonu yoy demat menoisa my hoyu roitz of eliyaseh. You don't really know what was going on. V'loyam rina, we don't say hichiach seifei atchilasai. We definitely don't say that. He says, I'll take it a step further. V'loy zubavat. Again, this is loy zuafsu. Afilu omar behedya hareini oyla almanas lahapalatz. A man scaled a tree, and he said, I'm climbing this tree now because I want to jump and kill myself. We saw him on top of the tree. We didn't see him fall. But afterwards, you went to that tree and you found him lying on the floor. He wasn't alive. Since we didn't see him fall, we're not going to consider him Abba. Maybe last minute he changed his mind. He was Chayza B'tshuva, and then he just got pushed and he fell and something happened. Even though he clearly went with that in
intent, but it's not muchach. And he brings rayas, kama v'kama rayas, so I'm skipping. The nosh of the pair of Abraisa. This is where he comes back to his kitzur shulchan aruch. He says, not only the second category, where a person said he wanted to kill himself, but we just didn't see it happen. What if it would be in the reverse? You see a person like Elenu, he's hanging. He's hanging from a tree. It's clear that he killed himself. The ira came. The door was locked from the inside. But if he's on a sayeth in a way where he could have only fallen it by himself, it's posh. There's no other way to interpret it. You know for sure he killed himself. You could still say that maybe it happened. Maybe there was a rachra. Or maybe it was. He heard people coming. He thought they wanted to kill him. So he said what Shlomo HaMelech said. I don't want the plishtim to kill me. I'll kill myself better. And it's brought down a Shulchan Aruch. And somebody kills himself like Shlomo HaMelech, he's not considered a ma'abed atzmi l'das. In other words, even though it's clear he killed himself, but if you don't know for sure that he had intent, it's not muchach. So if you know he had intent, but you didn't see him kill himself, says the Chassam Sofer, you don't necessarily deem him as a ma'abed atzmi l'das. If you know he killed himself, but you don't necessarily know that he had intent, you're right there. Can't assume that he's a ma'abed atzmi l'das. The only time you can assume that a person is ma'abed atzmi l'das, and with that, Allah and Shulchan Aruch is nageya, ad shenishma mipiv mitaych yishev adash hu oylam achmas kas oymetzar k'may shedikdek ha-Rambam v'zul hazeh lo oylam anu toylam. Oy, shloi ibed atzmi klal. Oy, inami ibed atzmi mikol mokim hoyo shloi midas. That's the psak halacha of Chassam Sofer. Says the Chassam Sofer. However, there's one caveat. Brum, don't tzricha. This you do need to know. The mishloi omer behed yareyu oyla. He didn't say it mefurish. Ach nikur mitoich maisav. But it's so poshut that he wanted to kill himself. There's an umdun of the muchach that he wanted to kill himself. In that case, says the Chassam Sofer, he will be considered ma'abed atzmi l'das. And how do I know that? I know that from Achi Teufel. Because Achi Teufel killed himself. And we treated him as a ma'abed atzmi l'das. And it doesn't say anywhere, in the pasuk that Achi Teufel told his family he was going to, says, Vayitzavos beisoy, he left, Vayichonik. So how do you know? Maybe he never really meant to kill himself. How do you know he meant to be a ma'abed atzmi l'das? And Achi Teufel is a paradigm in Torah of a ma'abed atzmi. You have the Shol, you have Achi Teufel, there are a few others. But he is always considered the example. He's the paradigm of a ma'abed atzmi l'das. Mechatesef reik t'chassam soifer. How do you know? He said, Harini, he said, made this declaration he's going to kill himself. The Torah says you have to say that it's different than the cases he mentioned before. Because in the case we mentioned before, where you find a person locked in a room somewhere and it's clear that he killed himself, you don't really know what his chishbainus were. We don't have enough information to say that there's an umdun of the muchach that he meant to kill himself. But Achi Teufel, what happened, it was too obvious. He loses this rebellion. He knows his life is over. Vayitzav es beisoy. He does it by Yishev Adas. His family is taken aback. They don't even understand what's going on. And then the next thing you know, Vayichonik, where there's an umdun of the muchach, and Chanami, an umdun of the muchach is different. So we come all full circle. You have Tzava, you have the Matnash Chivmera, you have the Ma'abed Atzmi L'das, and Umdur de Muchach, which was the topic of the entire daf, all wrapped in one in this Shuvas Chassam Sofer in Yerideya Simen Shin Chaf.